This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Thursday, September 28th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. More money is flowing out of Africa because of tax evasion and other illicit activities than is going into the continent to help it develop. Trade unions are at the forefront of the efforts to stop these illicit financial flows, known as IFFs. As part of the campaign to stop or reduce IFFs, a delegation of African unionists is touring the United States to meet with labor leaders and politicians to help publicize the problems related with the issue of IFFs. The tour has been organized by the Solidarity Center, an international workers' rights organization allied with the AFL-CIO Labor Federation. One of the African unionists touring the U.S. is Caroline Kamati Mugala. Ms. Mugala is the executive secretary of the East Africa Trade Union Confederation. I asked Ms. Mugala to describe what are known as illicit financial flows, IFFs.
In simple terms, illicit financial flows basically means illegal movement of money or capital from one country to another. And when I say illegal movement of money, we are talking about things like, you know, a drug cartel using trade-based money laundering techniques to mix legal money from sale with illegal money, or when you're talking about an importer using trade misinvoicing to evade customs duty, VAT, or income tax. And I will give a good example in Tanzania, whereby I think 2 weeks ago, there was a consignment of diamond that was seized at the airport, and the government is going to repossess that consignment because the government says the company underreported the value of the diamond. Or we are talking about, you know, corrupt public official using an anonymous shell company or bank account, you know, to siphon money from a particular country, or, you know, money that is being lost through human trafficking or terrorism. So basically, that's what illicit financial flows is.
How much money is leaving Africa because of these illicit financial flows?
In general, around $192 billion leaves Africa every year. That is through illicit financial flow being one of it, one of the ways money leaves Africa, vis-a-vis $134 billion that we received. But through the Mbeki report that was commissioned by the African Union and led by the former president of South Africa, Thabo Mbeki, they put the figure on illicit financial flows at a conservative figure of $50 billion leaving the country every day.
The money that is being lost because of illicit financial flows, what could it be used for?
We are looking at money that would have been used for public resourcing, you know, to fight poverty in East Africa. We are talking about money that could be used to better access, you know, key services like quality education, healthcare, social protection, reproductive health rights, and so forth. The other way that, you know, East Africa is losing out is, you see, since government cannot raise revenue through, you know, collecting tax from these companies, or this company is not paying their fair share, it means that in one way or another, you know, the East African government still have to raise revenues. But where do they raise these revenues from? One of the easiest way that they do to raise revenues through what we call value addition tax. This is taxing basic goods like milk, water. We are talking about sanitary pads for the women. We are talking about salt. We are talking about food. And this directly hits our work at home, because you know, these are the day-to-day basic needs that a worker needs.
An extended version of my discussion with Ms. Mugala is available on the Radio Labour website at www.radiolabour.net. And that's it. International labour news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.